This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Memches Amid Beis, the first Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel Eimer, Sholish Noshim Lo Shoyz Ki Achas. Three women can knead the dough, K-N-E-A-D, the dough, at one time. And they can bake in the same stove one after the other, which means although the one that is not baking now has to wait until the first other one bakes, and the last one will have to wait till the first two bake, so we might be afraid that in that time the dough might become chometz, is matya. We don't worry about it. Now the first, well, all three are kneading the dough. Then they stop. They don't knead all the time. And they stop, and one of them bakes, then the other one bakes, then the third one bakes. And at that time that they're stopping, that the third one stopped, and waiting for the other two to finish baking, the Tanakhama holds we're not afraid, it'll be machmitz. If the one that's kneading will continue to knead all the time, then there's no limit, because as long as you're misasik in the dough, it won't become chometz. But the chiddush here is, even though one kneaded all that was necessary and stopped, and waited the other two to bake, that pause is not enough, according to the Tanakhama, to make it chometz. Chometz say no, that's too much to pause. Sholesh noshim oiskiz b'abotzik. Three women have to be busy with the dough as follows. Ki'achas. They're all busy at one time as follows. Achas losha. One is kneading, but the other one already is oireches. Is laying out the dough in the shape of a ugor and smearing it with water. Ki'achas oifa. So therefore, the one that's kneading the dough is not going to pause for a long time, because she's waiting only for the first one to bake and the second one to finish oireches and to bake, and the third one is kneading the dough. But according to Tanakhama, they all start kneading the dough at the same time. So therefore, the one that's the third one is waiting a longer time before her turn comes. Whereas according to the Chachomim, they don't all start at once. First one starts first, and she keeps on when she comes to the madrega of putting it into the oven. The second one started after her is already oreches, and the third one begins losha. So therefore, the third one doesn't have to wait so long with her kneading the dough. Rabbi Kiva said, even despite this precaution, loy kol hanoshim, lo kol ha'itzim, lo kol ha'tanurim shavim. Because some women are slower than others, and some wood doesn't burn as fast and bake as fast as others, and some stoves don't become as hot as others. So therefore, it's not a clear-cut rule here. Therefore, Ziaklal, what should you do? You have to watch out the whole time that you're doing it, even though you're following Chachamim, Tofach, when you see that the dough begins to swell, which is a preparation for becoming chometz, Tiltej B'tzena, you have to smear it with cold water to stop it from swelling. So he agrees with what the Chachamim say, only you have to keep your eye on the dough, and as soon as you see some simen that is swelling, you have to apply cold water, because you cannot rely on the previous, that system, that without any possibility of error. Despite that rule that they gave, it's a possible case that some women might be slow and it might become chometz despite that seder. So there you have to keep your eye on the dough, and when you see it's rising, you have to smear it with cold water. Say that. Tona Rabbono now explains the system of the chachamim. Losho, the one who began first to knead, he mekatefes. Then she now begins arranging the dough into a form of a ugo and smearing it with cold water. That's how they arrange it for baking. The chavot, now the next one's waiting, lo shotachta, needs instead of her. So they don't knead together at the same time. When this one is finished kneading, and she's beginning mekatefes, or it's called a rechas or mekatefes, and then the other one begins kneading. And mekatefes, here, afterwards, the one's mekatefes begins baking. The chavot who was until now losho, mekatefes tachtel, arranges the dough instead of her. Vashlishis, now a third one, a new woman comes in, and she starts kneading the dough. So he has files. One woman is already baking, one woman is still arranging the dough, and one woman started kneading. Now, losha ofo, ofo, the one that's baking, when she finishes baking, so she goes back and starts kneading all over again, because the stove is not enough for all their what they need. So each one gets a turn of the stove, and they rotate. So over the one that was baking, he or she goes back now and kneads the dough. And the one who was mekatefes, v'ashlish, and one who was came at last and began kneading at last, mekatefes, v'chozeres, and it goes around in a circle. They keep on rotating that way, so each one gets a chance to bake. But never are they idle. This one is kneading, the next one is arranging the dough, the third one is baking. Then afterward, this one is arranging, this one is baking, the other one is kneading, and he goes around and around. Tolzman, she'oishkes rebotzik, as long as they're busy with the dough, either kneading it, or arranging it, or baking it, ein aboli dechimus. According to Tanakame, if they all three start kneading at the same time, then they're stopping after a while, waiting for the others to get through. And therefore it takes a hefsik, and a hefsik could cause chimus. That's why the Chachamim say, you can't make any hefsik, say that. Now in the Mishnah, Akiva is commenting, it seems, on the Chachamim. And it says, despite the procedure of the Chachamim, which is a more strict procedure, even then you have to watch out, Tofach Tiltis B'Sen. But the Baraisa we see is talking to Rabban Gamliel. Tani Omar Rabban Gamliel, Dante, I argued with Rabban Gamliel, Yalam Deina Rabban, teach us. When you said that they can do it in the way you said, all three need start kneading at the same time, Benoshim Zrizes, that watch out, and they can watch it shouldn't become chometz. On those Zrizes, or any women, this procedure is good. Be'etzim Lachim, or Be'etzim Eveshim. Does it mean wood that doesn't burn so fast, or even wood that doesn't burn so fast? Because, even though it means it takes a longer time to bake, your system is considered good enough to take care of that too. So Rabban Gamliel said, "Ain lecho ela ma'ashoshon lechachamim." So Gamliel said, "We follow the chachamim." Now, what do you mean by the chachamim? Either he agrees now with the chachamim that he shouldn't all three start kneading at once, or he's saying the old chachamim said like I said, and makes no difference. Makes no difference. It's a question. What does it mean? Who's Rabbi Gamliel said that? Now, what does it mean, Shon HaChachamim? Does it mean that finally he's changing his opinion what he said at first and he agrees with the Chachamim of the Mishnah that he shouldn't all three start baking and kneading at once? Or no, he's still saying what he said in the Mishnah, only that's what the Chachamim learned, which means make no distinction. However, he agrees with the following principle. Zeaklal, Tofach Tiltis B'Tzenet. So whether it's my system, that they all three start at once, or the system of Tachamim and Mishnah, they start one after the other, they always have to keep their eye on the dough, it shouldn't begin to swell, say that. Mishnah. Now the various degrees of fermentation, beginning of chemes, and actual chemes, Mishnah explains the degrees. Seor, now Seor is not the same as Seor. Seor is real yeasty dough. Dough that's been real perfectly chametz. But Seor is something else. Seor is when it begins the process of chametz. Yisorev, you have to burn it up. However, it's potter from chorus because it's not considered real chametz yet. You have to burn it up, but it's not chametz. Siduk, when cracks occur in the dough, I mean when the gas of the leavening fermentation, the gas is escaping from the dough, it makes cracks, then yisorev, that's real chametz. Ezehu siya was called siya, which is not real chametz, only have to burn it up. Kekalne chagovim is like the horns of the locust, means the locust antenna. The locust has little whiskers on top of his head. So if the little thin lines, cracks like little thin lines, that's already a sign that is siyur. What's called siduk? That's real chametz. Siduk is, siduk means also cracked. Siduk means shenis orgus dokin, zebezeh. The cracks increase or they crisscross. When the cracks increase or they crisscross, that's siduk and it's chametz goma, chayev korins. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction between siyur. Siyur means when there are just cracks in the chametz, they don't crisscross, it's you have to burn it up, it's not chametz to be chayev koras. And siduk, when the cracks crisscross, that's chametz goma, and it's chayev koras. V'chachomim emrim, zeh v'zeh, oich l'chayev koras. Even siyur, just cracks in the chametz, without crisscrossing, is already chametz goma, and it's chayev koras. V'zehu siyur, what's called siyur? That is not chayev koras? Kol shehichsif uponav. If the surface of the dough became silvery, became whitish. When the dough becomes whitish, that's a sign of seor, that's not chayev koras. You have to burn it up, not chayev koras. And what's called yichsif uponav? Ke'odom she'odom du saras, a man whose hair stands on end from fright, the hand stands up in fright, and his face turns pale, that's the color of the dough that's paling just before becoming chametz. So now we have three madregas. The seer of the hachomim is when it turns white. According to Rameah, that you don't even have to burn up yet. When you have to burn up, according to Rameah, when does he call it seer? When there are cracks. But it's not chayev according to Rameah chorus, that's not real chametz. That's Rameah's seer. And if it has crisscross cracks, then Rameah says that's chametz goma. So I'll say it once more. If it's yichsifu ponov, the Chacham call that siur, after burn it up, not chayev koras. According to Rameah, that's nothing. If there are cracks in it, that's what Rameah calls siur, and Rameah says it's after burn it up, not chayev koras. The Chacham hold, no, cracks, already chayev koras. And if there are cracks crisscross, even Rameah agrees that's chomez goma, say that. Tona rabonon. Ezehu siur, kol shehichsifu pono, if the surface becomes pale white, ke'odom shom desaris. What is siduk? If it has cracks, k'kam lechagom. Divra mea. Now I have to keep in mind the following. A mea in the baraisa is the chachomim of the Mishnah. V'chachomim emrim, ezehu siur, kekan lecha govim. The chachomim in the Baraisa is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that's it. The chachomim in the Baraisa is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And the chachomim in the Mishnah is Rameah in the Baraisa. Now say it inside, up to here, with that idea. So once more. The chachomim of the Mishnah is Rameah and the Baraisa. Chacham and the Baraisa is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? He said, Siya Yisarev Ve'ech Le'Pata. You're Rabbi Yehuda. But in the Baraisa, the Chacham will say, It makes a difficulty already. But now, that we learned in the Mishnah, this we see from the Braise, what we said. We see from the Braise that the Chachom of the Braise is reviewed in the Mishnah. That's how it fits in exactly. They describe Seer and Siduk like Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah describes it. But Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah says Seer is not Chayev Koras. But the Chachom of the Braise says Seer is Chayev Koras. Say the Kasha. Now keep your finger on the line and go back four lines up from the bottom of the book. Chachom Emre. This Chachom is Rabbi Yehuda. Chachom Emre, Ezer, Seer, Kalni, Chagobim, Siddiq, Shinesov, as long as they're Bezer. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Stop. That's all Rabbi Yehuda is speaking. The rest of the words are not Rabbi Yehuda anymore. And the more Emre say, the Rabbi Meir, the following is Rabbi Meir talking. Bezer, Bezer, Seer, and Siddiq, Chachayev Koras. And now the Baraisa will understand. The Baraisa is telling us exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Only at the end of the Baraisa says, according to Rabbi Meir, both are Chayev Koras. Seer and Siddiq. And that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Acham Emrim, Zer the Chayev Koras. Acham in the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Say that. Oh, my Lord, my time with Rabbi Meir, who says that Siddiq, that seer, when it cracks in the surface, is already Chayev Koras, because he holds any hole called Sedek, the Sedek, no matter. It cannot be a crack on the surface. Shein lo kamas duk vel mat. It doesn't have a number of cracks inside. So inside the tracks are crisscrossing already. I mean, you the holes, they have to crisscross on the surface to be Chayev. I mean, even if they crisscross inside, it's Chayev. And the cracks on the surface, they're similar that they're crisscrossing inside. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.